The Dragon's Tea Party. In a faraway land, nestled between rolling hills and whispering forests, there was a little dragon named Ember. Unlike other dragons who were known for their roaring fires and flying prowess, Ember had a unique talent. He could brew the most delightful teas using magical herbs he found in the woods. One sunny day, Ember decided to host a tea party. He sent out shimmery invitations to his friends, Ruby the Rabbit, Daisy the Deer, and Leo, the little lion. The animals were intrigued, for they had never been to a dragon's tea party before. When the day arrived, Ember welcomed his guests to a clearing decorated with flowers and colorful pebbles. A large, flat rock served as the table, with a collection of mismatched but charming cups and teapots. "Welcome, everyone. Please try my blooming blueberry blend," Ember said with a puff of smoke that smelled like sweet berries. The guests sipped the warm tea and were surprised by its sweet flavor. "This is delicious," exclaimed Ruby, happily hopping. Daisy the Deer nibbled on some dandelion biscuits, while Leo the Lion let out a gentle roar of approval. They all chatted and laughed, sharing stories under the shade of the tall trees. As the sun began to set, painting the sky with hues of orange and pink, the friends thanked Ember for the wonderful party. They had never known dragons to be such gracious hosts. With hearts full of joy and bellies warmed by the tea, they all agreed to meet for another tea party soon. And so, Ember's delightful gatherings became a treasured tradition among the creatures of the magical land, reminding everyone that the truest magic is found in friendship and sharing. And they all lived happily ever after, with the smells of delicious teas wafting through the hills every now and then, as a reminder of the warmth of good company.